escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top-rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On King of OX.
It is Hancock and Kelly. Thanks so much for being with us. Behind the board tonight with us, Matt Pajeski.
You
hear us refer to him as PJ. And that other voice you heard right there was none other than Grandpa John Hancock. How you doing, Gramps?
Doing good.
So we're, what, 3 days into young
this
Tula's
day
life?
Day four. Day four.
Have you held her?
Twice now, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went over this afternoon, and Tula had just eaten, and she was alert, eyes open, looking around, and they said, would you like to go to Pawpaw? And, of course, she said yes.
Of course.
And so I was going to reach out to pick her up, but no. No, Papa. Sit down and we'll hand her to you. As if I've
well,
never...
you're the 12-year-old little brother?
Yeah. As if I've never held a baby before. I held the mother of that child in my arms. But they placed they gave me a pillow for under my arm, which I guess that's standard protocol now. And then they gently placed Tula in, in my arm there, and I looked at her, and we were talking. She was, it was interesting. Not unlike many KMOX listeners, I was talking to her, and she started yawning.
Well, she had just ate.
Right. She was tired. And so, it's all good. It's such a, and I know so many our listeners, probably everybody, has grandkids. But, it's a weird feeling to have somebody that's 25% you that you're not directly responsible for. And it's very, very cool.
Isn't that cool? Don't you look at all the fun you're going to have and
no
responsibility?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That little girl's going to,
And she's going to get you to do fun things because, now you'll say, well, honey, we ought to do that just to take Tula.
Well, I get to go to soccer games again at some point and, all the stuff when the kids were little.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to show up at little kid games when you don't have a kid on the field, right? People think you're kind of strange,
like
don't
you're
they?
Creepy at that point. Yeah. I remember when Johnny was umpiring. So he was probably, 14 years old or whatever. And I would go watch the games to see him umpire. And all these young parents are looking at me thinking, what's, up, what's up with you, pal?
He's the supervisor.
Because I always look old. I've always looked old my whole life. So
that wasn't the only life-changing event you had this week. You also took a trip north, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to rented a minivan. When's the last time you've driven a minivan?
A grocery getter? That's not my cup of tea. I don't know. But I think when I've been out of town on a golf trip, when I need to haul lots of stuff.
Yeah. So rented a minivan, loaded it up with all of Junior's, whatever he was taking, his golf clubs and his furniture and his clothes and stuff. And, headed up Highway 55 North into beautiful downtown. And he is downtown Chicago. He lives in the, what's it called, Lake North.
Yeah, what'd it cost you to park?
So,
overnight.
$64.
To park overnight.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And so, you know, between the rental car and I got a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
And we had dinner.
Yeah.
And then I had to come home and, you know, it's a lot of money. But anyway, we moved him in. He's got a great place. He's
right
on the 20th floor. And it's a one-bedroom apartment, but he's got a nice living room. He's got a little office space there, and the kitchen is serviceable.
Nice.
And he's two blocks from the water tower. I mean, he's right in the heart of downtown.
Downtown.
Three blocks
exactly
from Michigan
where you're
Avenue.
At. Yeah.
And so,
good for him, man. Yeah. You should be so proud.
I am. And he's very happy.
So. Yeah. Well, how could you not be? Let me ask you this. Was there activity on the streets of Chicago?
Oh, it seemed people to be everywhere.
Was it?
At all times. You know, it's a weekend, so Saturday was crazy, and it was raining.
Uh-huh.
But even Sunday morning, I mean, there were people walking everywhere. And he's about eight blocks from his work, so he walks to work.
Yeah.
He did this morning and walks home. And it's just, there's people everywhere and dogs everywhere.
Yeah, I feel sorry for dogs in cities.
I would not want to be a dog in the city of Chicago.
No. Or New York.
Right.
You have to go out and pee on the concrete.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
You know.
I watch it in my neighborhood in the Central West End, John. These people have, and sometimes they have dogs as big as me. You know, the really big dogs.
Or two dogs. Like,
right.
I saw somebody with two dogs.
And you're like, wait a minute, that dog has to pee on the concrete.
Right.
Then it goes into your house and steps on your carpet.
Well, and you've got, there's no grass anywhere.
No.
I mean, there's no grass.
Uh-uh.
So.
And if you have a dog, you got to pay to belong to a dog like park. They have parks that are just for dogs to pee in. And when you walk by it, you can tell that's where the dogs pee because it smells like it.
And the grass is brown.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. I spent a little time in Forest Park this weekend.
Did you now?
Yeah. And I love St. Louis. We're all cheerleaders for things all St. Louis.
Yeah.
That park is spectacular, dude.
It is.
It really is a special place. And I guess three or four days in a row now, I've spent a couple hours every morning in there walking.
Good for you.
And it seems
very
like a
healthy.
Every I'm trying to get there. It just seems like a new little area, and you know, it's a different park than 20 years ago. I remember when I'd come down with my father when I was a little kid to his office, and we'd go through the park sometime. It was so beat up and run down,
yeah,
and
but not now.
Not kept. Oh man, it is so well kept. That is such a beautiful place. We are so fortunate.
They got a lot of flowers and stuff there.
There's flowers, but buddy, there's wildlife and stuff.
Is that?
I saw a little fox.
Oh,
a little fox. This morning when I was.
Did you ask her out?
No, she wouldn't. She was running away with a siren going off. No, a little fox in the. I can't believe that. Well, I did see a fox.
Yeah.
And so I was crossing over there close to the Metrolink.
Forest Park, you know, is the largest urban park in the United States.
I did know that.
It's bigger than Central Park.
It's like three times the size of Central Park.
It's a true treasure of this city that a lot of people don't fully appreciate.
No, and this morning when I was on my walk, the Muni is getting close to opening back up again.
Yes.
John, the amount of cars that were there with the workers who are starting to get the Muni ready.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were in the Muni?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, ditto.
Just a few, but not like 10, but
right.
It's been probably three or four.
Do you remember going as a kid?
Not much.
Really?
We didn't have money.
Yeah,
you know,
we didn't either, but we went once or twice. I mean, I guess we had it wasn't wealthy,
right.
But
yeah.
I went once or twice. It's one of those things that every summer I'm like, man, I ought to go see a show at the Muni. And, you know, summer gets away from me. So I'm going to make a special effort. I saw all the flags telling you what they were having this
what
year.
What are they having?
Oh, yeah. Great. Thanks for asking me.
Our entertainment reporter,
Sweeney
Michael
Todd, I know,
Sweeney
was
Todd.
One of them.
Yeah.
My Fair Lady, I believe,
Lady
was
is coming
one
back
of them.
To the Muni.
Yeah.
And then lots of other things.
Lots of other things.
Yeah.
There was some big stuff there.
Nice.
But they were working like
cats.
Crazy. Pardon
cats?
Me? No, thank God, no cats.
You don't like cats?
No, I'm not a fan of Cats. I'm not a fan of Cats the musical, and I'm not a fan of Cats the animal.
You don't like Cats?
No.
Huh.
Are you a Cats fan?
Well, it's a fine show.
Really?
Yeah, well, you got the, you know, the dance line over
the
here.
No yeah. Sound
and then all your moonlight and stuff.
Hard to take somebody serious who's dressed up like a little furball like that, like a giant furry.
Well, I mean, but that's the whole point of the thing is, I mean, you got the cats out there.
Buddy, listen, there is only one musical and one musical only every human being must see in their life.
Okay.
Les Miserables.
Is that right?
Oh, my word, brother. I can sing you every iota of it if you'd like.
Yeah, no.
It is such a fabulous story of war and love and family and death and life and sex. And it's all in there, brother. You will love Les Mis. Have you seen it?
No.
You've never seen Les Miserables?
No.
Oh, buddy. It's got such a political undertone to it as well.
Well, I mean, you got the, you know, the Miserables out there, and you got the
Lays. The Lays over there.
It's French.
Yes, Les Miserables.
It's from France.
Victor Hugo.
Yeah.
Victor Hugo wrote it, yeah. Right,
yeah, back in 19...
I think it was before the 90s, because it was around the French Revolution.
Back in the 18...
Yeah. That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Guess what's next? Our NFL and Sports Insider from right here.
Chicago.
Coming from Chicago, the Windy City.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, the Blues are on the road this evening, but hopefully we'll be hearing the horn sound when they return in the playoffs against the Wild. Be great to get started off on a victory this
evening.
Got to
win one of these two.
That's right. And every week at this time, we check in with our NFL and sports insider. He's none other than John Jr. Brother, how are you and how's the Windy City?
Hey, the Windy City is phenomenal. Happy to be here. And as always, very glad to be joining you two.
Hey, thank you for so much. How's the weather?
It's cold up here and yeah, it's chilly and cloudy. Not supposed to get over 65 till next week. So,
you had your final meal with your dad last night or two nights ago. Did you lay a big one on him? Did you give him a big tab?
Oh, yeah. I did some damage. Don't worry.
That's right.
Yeah, Harry Carey's, and they toasted ravioli on the menu, one of the few places I've seen outside of St. Louis that has it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was great. It was phenomenal. You got the strip steak. I got the lamb chops, and we dined and had a lot of fun, and it was raining, but you were able to walk. The great thing about where you are is you can walk anywhere. You've got your grocery store, your gym, your Target, everything's right there. It's really an amazing city.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, speaking of amazing cities, this is the most amazing time of the year for sports. Just had the NFL draft. We got the anticipation building for the season. The MLB is well underway. We're starting to get some results, seeing who the pretenders and contenders are. And you got the NBA and NHL playoffs. You can't ask for anything more.
No doubt about that. And the thing I noted with the NFL draft, and I didn't follow it as closely as I have in years past, certainly since the Rams have left. I used to follow it very closely when the Rams were here. But as I understand it, this was one of the first NFL drafts in a number of years where a quarterback didn't go the first overall.
Yeah, and it was kind of a boring draft in general. You know, it took until pick number 8 to get a non-defensive or offensive line player taken. Only one quarterback in the first round. That was Kenny Pickett to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a defense-focused draft, not really a clear-cut number one. But, you know, a lot of guys coming into the league, they've been hearing that. They've got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, and everybody, of course, knows your affinity for the Cleveland Browns. How did they fare in the annual draft?
Well, I can tell you this. The other teams in their division got much, much better. The Baltimore Ravens put together a stellar draft, as they always do. Pittsburgh took Kenny Pickett, a little bit of QB competition for Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh. And I don't think Cleveland's done enough to really compete, and they didn't fix that in the draft. And speaking of Cleveland, Michael.
Yeah.
You know who did not get traded during the draft?
That was what I was going to ask you, is that even if they were to pick up half the guy's salary, nobody would take Baker Mayfield.
No, first-round pick, and no one's willing to give up a fifth-round pick for him. It's a fall from grace, to be expected. He had two potential landing spots, three if you want to count the Steelers. After they drafted Kenny Pickett, they're out of the equation. The Carolina Panthers drafted Matt Corral, the quarterback out of Ole Miss, so you got to think they are likely out of the Baker sweepstakes, which means he's down to one chair, and that's with Pete Carroll in Seattle.
And Pete Carroll's not going to trade for him. I mean, will he just be released?
At this point, I think they have to release him. I mean, you don't want him on the roster, have to pay him, causing headaches and headlines. I think Cleveland's going to have no choice but to cut him. In Seattle, they have no incentive to do anything but wait for him to get cut and get him on the cheap, not have to give up anything.
Well, we've got the USFL out there. The XFL is coming back. Perhaps there'll be a play. He may be the quarterback for the St. Louis Battlehawks. Think about that. Baker Mayfield of the St. Louis Battlehawks. That might be a great storyline.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think he's going to Seattle. And they had a pretty good draft, all things considered, the Seahawks. They had to start over at left tackle. They got two tackles, Charles Cross, Abraham Lucas. They got Kenneth Walker, who could be a real breakout running back. They're going to need a workhorse running back after they lose Russell Wilson to Denver. So they're not going to make much noise, I don't think, the NFC West, but they had a good draft considering where they were coming into it.
So I'm driving back to St. Louis from Chicago yesterday. We got John all moved into his swanky bachelor pad apartment there, and I'm heading home, and I've got the local, because I don't have Sirius on the rental car. By the way, that minivan, I don't think I've ever driven a minivan in my life, but that's another story. So I'm driving back in an empty minivan, navigating the traffic there in downtown Chicago. And I've got the sports station on, They're ESPN affiliate on the radio, and so they're all talking about the Bears draft picks. And my first thought was, John, I hope you don't begin to affect a Chicago accent up there. Where you,
I don't think you have to worry about that.
The Bears and all of that kind of. I mean, yeah, these guys.
We'll see if they start winning again. I might go full Chris Farley, pack on an extra 100 pounds, and start pounding the sausage. But yeah, I mean, the Bears, they're not going to make much noise. They're kind of married to Justin Fields. They didn't have a first round pick because of the Justin Fields trade with the Eagles. They took a couple defensive players in the second round. NFC North is kind of wide open though, so we'll see.
Well, the guys on the ESPN there, they were pretty bullish on what the Bears actually got, and they were talking up the Bears' chances this year. You're not so optimistic.
Oh, the Packers, I mean, as long as they have Rodgers, tough to go against them. The Vikings haven't been able to put it together. Lions had an all right draft, but you know, you got Jared Goff. I don't see him turning that ship around.
No, he's bad.
But all it takes is lightning in a bottle. Rodgers gets hurt. The Packers are very limited with the offensive weapons they have. So never say never.
Yeah, and do you find it surprising that the Packers didn't go and look for some wide receiver or even tight end talent draft?
They had a decent first-round pick. They had Quay Walker, Georgia linebacker, but I would have gone try to get a stud wide receiver early on, which they did not do.
Let's transition real quick. As you know, the NHL playoffs start this evening, and our own St. Louis Blues are on the road against the Minnesota Wild. How do you handicap this series?
I think the Blues take this one. I got Blues in six. A little bit less optimistic if the Avalanche get through, having to face them in the second round, but crazier things have happened.
Well, and if you're going to have to play the Avalanche, you're going to want to play them in the second round after they've been through a tussle with somebody. The big question for the Blues, of course, is the goaltending. It looks like they're going to go with Ville Husso, who had the better season than Jordan Bennington. But you have to wonder, because Husso was a little bit shaky towards the end of the season. Do you think that the Blues can get through this thing with just the one goaltender, or do you think they're going to inevitably have to use both?
I think they're going to have to use both. And honestly, for them to make a deep run, we might need Bennington to get out of this funk and get back to his Stanley Cup winning self.
So did you get the air conditioner turned on today?
No, air conditioner, we're all good there. And then NBA playoffs coming down too. I don't know if you guys have been following it all, but Warriors, watch out, they're back.
Yeah, you like the Golden State guys, huh? What about Boston and Jason Tatum?
Yeah, they got a tough matchup going up against the Bucks.
What's his Bucks, name? Giannis.
Giannis.
That guy's a stud.
He's a Greek freak, they call him.
The Greek freak.
Well, you got to have a Greek out there. And then finally, the 76ers, they lost their big stud MVP.
Yeah, Joel Embiid. Yeah, he's going to be out probably second to the MVP to Nikolai Jokic. He's got a lot of NBA fans upset about that. He kills the advanced stats, senior, which I know you're not a huge fan of, but doesn't pass the eye test.
All right,
Sixers without Embiid for the first two games. They're actually down right now to the Heat in game one, led by Jimmy Butler and a good cast of supporting characters.
Well, the Heat could win that series. There's no question about that.
They're the favorites.
Yeah. You were at work. You probably didn't catch the Cardinal game today.
No, but I saw the final score. It looks like I was wrong about Steven Matz, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, six shutout innings from Steven Matz, and he struck out four, walked no one, gave up four hits in those six innings, a home run by Paul Goldschmidt in the first inning, and a robbed home run. Did you see the highlight on Andrew Kisner's long fly?
I haven't yet.
So Michael A. Taylor leaped over the fence in center field and robbed Kisner of a home run, and otherwise it would have been a 2-0 game. But the offense of this team so far has been a concern.
It has. Goldie's starting to heat up, but you know, it seems like it might be falling down to him and Arenado to shoulder the whole load, and that's not going to be a winning formula.
Well, you got three guys hitting. You got Edman, Arenado, and Goldschmidt. And if you look at Tyler O'Neill, Paul DeJong, these guys. they're just not getting it. Dylan Carlson, they're just not getting it done. And you got to believe that some of these guys are going to rise back to a respectable level, but it's a real concern at this point.
Yeah, it definitely is. The one silver lining is that, you know, our division is pretty weak. Pirates are abysmal after their little surge they had about 8 years back. Cubs aren't going to be doing too much, and the Reds are basically a triple-A ball club at this point.
You know, their sixth highest paid player on the Reds is Ken Griffey Jr.
So he's still getting paid?
Yes.
What a contract that is.
So, all right, before we let you go, so you've had a couple of nights. We had the Harry Carey's on Saturday. You're on your own last night and tonight for dinner. How are you eating out there?
Eating well. Went to Whole Foods, about the only option I got nearby. Picked up some food.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chicago's been good. Can't wait to go to some games at Wrigley and root for the Cardinals.
Hey now.
All right. That is our sports insider, John Hancock, coming to us live from Chicago, Illinois. He'll be back with us next week. I think we're back on the air next week. It's hard to say. And nobody knows. But we'll find out. And when we come back, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Elon Musk is the hope of so many.
I got
thoughts. That's Michael's guy.
I got thoughts on this. You may want to stay tuned after this. KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
$43 billion.
The world's richest man.
That's what the world's richest man's going to play for Twitter. Do you believe it?
It's a lot of money for
you. Think he's going to pay for it?
You know, there was some speculation early on that he had this billion-dollar right of refusal or whatever, that he could walk away and leave $1 billion. And some analysts thought, you know, in looking at the profitability of what Twitter could do, they thought that it just didn't make sense as a sound investment for Elon Musk, and they were speculating that he was going to walk away. It doesn't look like he's going to walk away.
Well, this morning apparently was reported that he was out seeking more investors, so he's trying to find more banks to help take the debt so he doesn't have to necessarily liquidate too many assets to be able to do it. It will be interesting to see what's going on, but it's crazy to me what's going on inside of culture right now, that Elon Musk has suddenly become this warrior.
Hero.
Yeah, a hero of free speech and of equality. And so a lot of people are holding him up and utilizing him as like, hey, this is the direction we ought to be going. Johnny hasn't done anything yet.
Right.
And a lot of our culture, let's be honest, the MAGA crowd, too, is embracing Elon Musk as if he's some
big time
patriot for what he's doing. And I have to tell you, I'm not one of these people who spun up over Elon Musk buying Twitter. I don't think it's going to – there's nothing he can do to make Twitter any worse
more
than
toxic.
It is, any toxic than it is. And I think people weighed in on what you can do to try to attempt to make it less toxic.
So,
the market's going to kind of dictate it. But there's a lot of people holding him up as this big warrior, and I got to tell you, I think they're going to regret this about a year down the road.
They may be disappointed.
Yeah.
And look, I understand that the folks on the right, myself included, look at the big tech as the problem with big tech is the people that are regulating it, for the most part, are culturally liberal. I mean, they are.
Right.
And so if you're culturally conservative, you have a higher likelihood of being forbidden from the platform, kicked off. And you have a higher likelihood of having the warnings and so forth allayed to your tweets or posts. So I do understand that on the right, that there is a genuine and legitimate concern about the folks that have been regulating the social media platforms that so many of us utilize every day. Having said that, Elon Musk comes in. He's going to be this champion of free speech. And I'm inclined to think that what I think is that a lot of people have laid their anxieties about social media and have laid their hopes and aspirations on Elon Musk, that here's a guy that's going to fix it.
Right.
And it's not dissimilar to all of the voters out there in 2015 and 2016 that saw Donald Trump as somebody that they had hopes and they had fears, mostly fears, about where the economy was going, where the culture was going. And they laid their trust on Donald Trump that he was going to fix it. And a lot of those people have hung in there
right.
with Donald Trump. And a lot of people haven't. A lot of people have been disappointed in that in what Donald Trump, you know, all of us are flawed human beings. And certainly Donald Trump is among that group. And so, you know, a lot of the people that kind of flung their hopes and aspirations upon him have been disappointed, but an awful lot of them are still there, obviously. And I think Elon Musk is kind of a similar figure for that disaffected, alienated group of people out there who feel the culture slipping away, their lifestyle flipping away, their economic opportunity slipping away. And this here's somebody that hopefully has got the white hat on that's going to come and save the day. That's part of what I think is going on here culturally.
Yeah, I think that there's something to that. And I watched something today, and obviously there's a viral video on Twitter every day or on Facebook.
Right.
This one was from an airplane. Imagine that, right? And somebody was using foul language and using a slur against a gay person.
Foul language on an airplane.
Yeah.
There's something.
And then the stewardess or the flight attendant was then going to have them removed. And the lady was saying, this is what Elon Musk is going to fix in our country. We're becoming China. And you're right. It's become this knee jerk like, hey, this is our answer. And I have to tell you, I just don't. At the end of the day, this is a business. And they're going to have to keep this business going. Obviously, there can be a business that shrinks in size but still makes money. But at the end of the day, Twitter's going to want to appeal to the most possible consumers out there. And I don't see that that Elon Musk is necessarily going to take on unnecessary risk as it relates to that.
You know, it's really interesting if you look at just this platform of tweeting, you know, these short statements where you're able to put right. out a thought. And, you know, Twitter had the whole field to itself at one point, and then Parler came along that they really kind of tried to appeal to the
that
folks on the right. Then Getter came along and now you've got Trump Social coming along.
Yeah, not working.
But what's interesting, if you look at traditional media, you know, we used to have the ABC, CBS, NBC nightly news.
Right.
And that's how people consume their news, and they got their local paper. And they maybe, uh-huh. if they were particularly interested, they'd subscribe to the Washington Post or the New York Times or the, you know, a Wall Street Journal,
right.
for example. And that's how people consume news. Well, with the advent of social media, these platforms came out. And what I think is happening to these platforms is that they are becoming, just as cable news has become ideological, so you got your MSNBC on the left, you got your Fox News on the right, you got your CNN on the left center, and then you got the OANN on the far right and the Newsmax. There's silos that were created in the television space, and I see that happening now in the social media space. So you're going to have these silos of ideologically compatible people that are going to choose their platform and talk amongst themselves.
Right.
And that's, you know,
it's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
And the algorithms, which are the computers thinking for us, you see it. You know, you and I, we probably look at, for instance, I look at a lot of polling information.
Yep.
And so the algorithms feed me polls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Polls that I'm not even following, polls that I wouldn't even normally be encouraged by.
I love polls.
And right, but you know, maybe for others out there, it's the Cardinals or you know, pick your thing. The algorithm is going to feed it to you, and it's even your ability to even get outside your own bubble becomes virtually impossible because you the machine is feeding you exactly what you have to proactively seek.
You have to proactively look at alternate points of view.
Do you follow? So on Twitter, I follow about 300 people.
Yeah.
And I purposely follow three or four kind of way right of center folks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I follow the Cory Bush and AOC types, right. which I tend to disagree with.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you kind of have a broad cross section of people where you're like, yeah, I know Bill thinks crazy stuff. I know Tom's spot on. I know blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, the people I follow are either friends or journalist. So, and I've got an array of journalists that I follow, and a bunch, and then I follow a ton of people in the snooker community.
Yeah, well, you'd be unique there.
And so, you know, I get a lot of great snooker content on my Twitter feed. That is
right, the algorithm starts feeding you phenomenal. Great snooker plays, even though you're not following some of those snooker things.
Yeah,
it's a really wonderful technology. We said this. I was on the radio with Amy the other day. And one of the things I said to her is, look, every great thing that's ever been invented, from fire to the gun to, you know, you pick it.
The wheel.
To the wheel. All great things can have a bad purpose.
Yeah. I mean, if you get thrown under the bus, the wheel's not so
right.
good anymore.
And, you know, that's just a part of life. And I don't get why folks on my side are all spun up over Elon Musk. I don't think at the end of the day this is that big of a deal.
I also don't think he's going to be the savior of free speech.
And I don't get why all the people are getting spun up thinking he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
$43 billion.
The world's richest man.
That's what the world's richest man's going to play for Twitter. Do you believe it?
It's a lot of money for
Twitter. You think he's going to pay for it?
You know, there was some speculation early on that he had this billion-dollar right of refusal or whatever, that he could walk away and leave $1 billion. And some analysts thought, you know, in looking at the profitability of what Twitter could do, they thought that it just didn't make sense as a sound investment for Elon Musk, and they were speculating that he was going to walk away. It doesn't look like he's going to walk away.
Well, this morning apparently was reported that he was out seeking more investors, so he's trying to find more banks to help take the debt so he doesn't have to necessarily liquidate too many assets to be able to do it. It will be interesting to see what's going on, but it's crazy to me what's going on inside a culture right now that Elon Musk has suddenly become this warrior.
Hero.
Yeah, a hero of free speech and of equality. And so a lot of people are holding him up and utilizing him as like, hey, this is the direction we ought to be going. Johnny hasn't done anything yet.
Right.
And a lot of our culture, let's be honest, the MAGA crowd, too, is embracing Elon Musk as if he's some
big time
patriot for what he's doing. And I have to tell you, I'm not one of these people who spun up over Elon Musk buying Twitter. I don't think it's going to – there's nothing he can do to make Twitter any worse than it is, any toxic than it is. And I think people weighed in on what you can do to try to attempt to make it less toxic. So, the market's going to kind of dictate it. But there's a lot of people holding him up as this big warrior, and I got to tell you, I think they're going to regret this about a year down the road.
They may be disappointed.
Yeah.
And look, I understand that the folks on the right, myself included, look at the big tech as the problem with big tech is the people that are regulating it, for the most part, are culturally liberal. I mean, they are.
Right.
And so if you're culturally conservative, you have a higher likelihood of being forbidden from the platform, kicked off. And you have a higher likelihood of having the warnings and so forth allayed to your tweets or posts. So I do understand that on the right, that there is a genuine and legitimate concern about the folks that have been regulating the social media platforms that so many of us utilize every day. Having said that, Elon Musk comes in. He's going to be this champion of free speech. And I'm inclined to think that what I think is that a lot of people have laid their anxieties about social media and have laid their hopes and aspirations on Elon Musk, that here's the guy that's going to fix it.
Right.
And it's not dissimilar to all of the voters out there in 2015 and 2016 that saw Donald Trump as somebody that they had hopes and they had fears, mostly fears, about where the economy was going, where the culture was going. And they laid their trust on Donald Trump that he was going to fix it. And a lot of those people have hung in there
right.
with Donald Trump, and a lot of people haven't. A lot of people have been disappointed in what Donald Trump, you know, all of us are flawed human beings, and certainly Donald Trump is among that group. And so, you know, a lot of the people that kind of flung their hopes and aspirations upon him have been disappointed, but an awful lot of them are still there, obviously. And I think Elon Musk is kind of a similar figure for that disaffected, alienated group of people out there who feel the culture slipping away, their lifestyle flipping away, their economic opportunity slipping away. And this, here's somebody that hopefully has got the white hat on that's going to come and save the day. That's part of what I think is going on here culturally.
Yeah, I think that there's something to that. And I watched something today, and obviously there's a viral video on Twitter every day or on Facebook.
Right.
This one was from an airplane. Imagine that, right? And somebody was using foul language and using a slur against a gay person.
Foul language on an airplane.
Yeah.
There's something.
And then the stewardess or the flight attendant was then going to have them removed. And the lady was saying, this is what Elon Musk is going to fix in our country. We're becoming China. And you're right. It's become this knee jerk like, hey, this is our answer. And I have to tell you, I just don't. At the end of the day, this is a business. And they're going to have to keep this business going. Obviously, there can be a business that shrinks in size but still makes money. But at the end of the day, Twitter's going to want to appeal to the most possible consumers out there. And I don't see that that Elon Musk is necessarily going to take on unnecessary risk as it relates to that.
You know, it's really interesting if you look at just this platform of tweeting, you know, these short statements where you're able to put
right.
out a thought. And, you know, Twitter had the whole field to itself at one point, and then Parler came along that they really kind of tried to appeal to the
that
folks on the right. Then Getter came along.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And now you've got Trump Social coming along.
Yeah, that's not working.
But what's interesting, if you look at traditional media, you know, we used to have the ABC, CBS, NBC nightly news.
Right.
And that's how people consumed their news, and they got their local paper. And they maybe, if they were particularly interested, they'd subscribe to the Washington Post or the New York Times or the, you know, a Wall Street Journal,
right.
for example. And that's how people consume news. Well, with the advent of social media, these platforms came out. And what I think is happening to these platforms is that they are becoming, just as cable news has become ideological, so you got your MSNBC on the left, you got your Fox News on the right, you got your CNN on the left center, and then you got the OANN on the far right and the Newsmax. There's silos that were created in the television space. And I see that happening now in the social media space. So you're going to have these silos of ideologically compatible people that are going to choose their platform and talk amongst themselves.
Right.
And that's, you know.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
And the algorithms, which are the computers thinking for us, you see it. You know, you and I, we probably look at, for instance, I look at a lot of polling information.
Yep.
And so the algorithms feed me polls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Polls that I'm not even following, polls that I wouldn't even normally be encouraged by.
I love polls.
And right, but you know, maybe for others out there, it's the Cardinals or you know, pick your thing. The algorithm is going to feed it to you, and it's even your ability to even get outside your own bubble becomes virtually impossible because you the machine is feeding you exactly what you have to proactively seek.
You have to proactively look at alternate points of view.
Do you follow – so on Twitter, I follow about 300 people.
Yeah.
And I purposely follow three or four kind of way right of center folks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I follow the Cory Bush and AOC types, which I tend to disagree with.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you kind of have a broad cross-section of people where you're like, yeah, I know Bill thinks crazy stuff. I know Tom's spot on. I know blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, the people I follow are either friends or journalists. So, and I've got an array of journalists that I follow and a bunch. And then I follow a ton of people in the snooker community.
Yeah, well, you'd be unique there.
And so, you know, I got a lot of great snooker content on my Twitter feed.
The algorithm starts feeding you phenomenal. Great snooker plays, even though you're not following some of those snooker things.
Yeah,
it's a really wonderful technology. We said this, I was on the radio with Amy the other day. And one of the things I said to her is, look, every great thing that's ever been invented, from fire to the gun to, you know, you pick it.
The wheel.
To the wheel. All great things can have a bad purpose.
Yeah. I mean, if you get thrown under the bus, the wheel's not so
good
anymore.
And, you know, that's just a part of life. And I don't get why folks on my side are all spun up over Elon Musk. I don't think at the end of the day this is that big of a deal.
I also don't think he's going to be the savior of free speech.
And I don't get why all the people are getting spun up thinking he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, because I think they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Well, we have, you know, we like on this show to tackle some of the most compelling questions.
Oh, we have one, but don't tell them what it is.
Well, no, I have to tell them what it is. You got
why? Oh, you got to tease it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what
they're such a tease, John Hancock.
School. If you would have gone to paid attention in broadcast,
I didn't go to broadcast. Did you go to broadcasting school? You got bounced in the first year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, there's an age-old question that I don't know the answer to. Maybe some of you do. At 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. What precisely is in an egg roll? That's next on KMOX.
We're on the 1-2.
2 for 2.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Hey there. So the other night, it was late at night, John Hancock. I'd been out. I had a couple of cocktails.
That's hard to believe.
I had not had dinner. So I get home about 9, 9:30.
Not a late dinner?
I walked over to a little Chinese restaurant there in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
Yes. And, buddy, they got it all. They got the chow mein. They got the braised hot chicken.
Yes.
The crab rangoon.
Do they have the
beef with broccoli?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. That. What do you call the kung fu, whatever it is.
Kung pao chicken?
Yeah, they
kung
got
pao
that.
Shrimp.
Yeah, that's not what I'm thinking
buddy,
about.
They
egg
have
foo
a,
young
egg
is what
foo
I'm thinking
young.
About.
I did. I also like the soup, the egg drop soup.
Oh, the
do you
egg
like
drop.
The egg drop soup?
Well, you got the wonton soup over here, and then you got the egg drop soup. Yeah.
And then one of the things I always get is egg rolls.
Oh, my gosh.
I get two egg rolls. Right? So I get the egg rolls and I got my hot braised chicken.
Yes.
I go back to my place.
Nothing like a
I'm watching the NBA.
Roll.
I'm eating my food.
You got the egg roll.
And it occurs to me as I'm looking at this egg roll.
Now, do you eat the egg roll with your fingers or do you cut it into individual
pieces? I'm a civilized human being. I use my hands.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Well, there are people out there that cut the egg roll and they eat it, you know, bite by bite.
That's weird. They're the same kind of people who use their fork and knife for pizza. Bill de Blasio.
I've done that.
You use a fork and knife for pizza? Well, maybe at a fancy restaurant you do that, but we just had pizza tonight. You didn't have no fork and knife.
Yeah, that is correct.
You had your sleeves rolled up, and you were chowing, buddy.
Yeah, egg roll sounds really good right now.
Let me ask you about this egg roll.
Yeah.
They're delicious, right?
Yes.
What is in an egg roll?
Well, you got the... You got carrots in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're the little white stringy things. What are they called? The
cabbage?
It could be.
It could be, he says.
Yeah, you got the kind of juice going on in there. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Yeah.
And then you got the coating, which is kind of a fried, floury kind of a thing.
All right, here we go. Nice.
But there's eggs. There's no eggs.
Yes. So let me read this to you. An egg roll is a cylindrical, savory roll with shredded cabbage.
Cabbage.
Most oftenly chopped pork.
Pork.
And other fillings inside a thickly wrapped wheat flour skin. Wheat.
Yes.
Which is fried in hot oil.
Yes.
It's usually served warm and is often served with hot mustard or soy sauce.
What are the other fillings?
Well, I've had egg rolls that have had chicken in them.
Yeah. You can get pork, you can get chicken, you can get veggie.
Yeah, but they don't have that on the menu. You just walk up and they say they give you egg rolls. You don't know what's in it until you eat it. And then when you look at it, and I'm sitting there chomping on it, I'm like, I have no idea what's in this. And where did the name egg come for the egg roll? Because to my knowledge, there's no egg in the egg roll.
There is no egg in the egg roll, and I don't think there's any egg in the egg foo young. So having said that, obviously somebody over there in the Far East has taken a liking to the egg, and they've incorporated it into the names of their more popular dishes for reasons unknown to us. Perhaps Anthony Bourdain would have known the answer to why they're called egg rolls and egg foo young.
Yeah, he was a good-looking dude, wasn't he? Tall, gray-haired guy?
Yeah.
Kind of handsome?
I don't know if I'd say he was good-looking, but, you know.
Oh, I thought he was a handsome fella.
All right. Good for you, Kelly.
Well, I mean, I did. Yeah, I would love to look like Anthony Bourdain. If I need to lose about 100 pounds, and I don't think he lost his the normal way. I think he had an addiction issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what he died of, right? Didn't he die of an overdose?
Well,
I think it was an overdose.
Yeah, but I think he killed himself.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is bad.
But here's what I don't get. Egg roll, shredded cabbage, and pork. I have to tell you, of all the
meats,
proteins out there, pork's my least favorite. I'd probably rank them chicken, fish, beef, pork.
Yeah, you're a commie.
What is yours?
Beef.
First.
Pork.
Second.
Chicken.
Really?
Fish. I mean,
you're a man of faith, and the Bible's full of fish.
Well, they got a lot of fish in the Bible.
Well, so why wouldn't you want to be into fish?
I like fish, but I wouldn't pick a fish if I had to.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick pork.
If I'm having my last meal out there, they're going to put the juice in me because I did something horrible. I'd be getting a big old steak, probably.
Yeah, maybe me too. Because
lamb is increasing on my spectrum as well.
Yeah, I have a hard time with lamb.
Lamb chops? Have you not?
Well,
had?
When I do eat lamb, I love it. When your wife's made me those chops, here's the problem with lamb. When you say the word lamb, I think of a lamb. When you say, oh, you're eating beef, I don't think of a cow. When I think of chicken, I don't think of the actual bird. But with lamb, I think of Baba Black Sheep sitting there, you know.
Inconsistent argument. So you got the chicken.
Yes.
A chicken.
Right.
The meat of the chicken is called chicken.
I know, but I don't
you
think about the bird.
Lamb. The meat of the lamb
but
is
I
called
think
the
about,
lamb.
I think about the animal when you use the word lamb.
Huh.
But when you say beef, I don't think about that. But when I say chicken, I think about the protein, but I don't think about the actual bird.
I think we're getting somewhere into the depths of the mind that is Michael Kelly.
Unlike with a fish, do you think about the fish? Do you think about the face? No, you only think about what you're eating.
It's a fish. Yeah. I mean, it's a fish. Only beef is not the...
One more hour of this.
I can't wait. See ya.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Hey there. So the other night, it was late at night, John Hancock. I'd been out. I had a couple of cocktails.
That's hard to believe.
I had not had dinner. So I get home about 9, 9:30.
Not a late dinner?
I walked over to a little Chinese restaurant there in my neighborhood.
Ooh. Yes.
And, buddy, they got it all. They got the chow mein. Ooh, they chow got mein. The braised hot chicken.
Yes.
The crab rangoon.
Have they now? Do they have the... Do they have the, what you call it, the...
beef with broccoli?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. That. The, what do you call the kung fu, the whatever it is.
Kung pao chicken?
Yeah, they
kung
got
Kung pao shrimp?
Yeah, that's not what I'm thinking
Buddy,
about.
They have
egg foo young is
egg
what I'm thinking
young.
About.
Egg foo young. I also like the soup, the egg drop soup.
Oh, the
do
egg
you like
drop.
The egg drop
yeah,
soup?
Well, you got the wonton soup over here, and then uh-huh. you got the egg drop
egg drop soup.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I always get is egg rolls.
Oh, my gosh.
I get two egg rolls. Right? So I get the egg rolls yes. and I got my hot braised chicken.
Yes.
I go back to my place.
Nothing like a
I'm watching the NBA.
Roll.
I'm eating my food.
You got the egg roll.
And it occurs to me as I'm looking at this egg
now,
roll.
Now, do you eat the egg roll with your fingers or do you cut it into
individual
pieces?
No, I'm a civilized human being. I use my hands.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, who, yeah. Come on.
Well, there are people out there that cut the egg roll and they eat it, you know, bite by bite.
That's weird. They're the same kind of people who use their fork and knife for pizza. Bill de Blasio.
I've done that.
You use a fork and knife for
I've
pizza? Well, maybe at a fancy restaurant you do that, but we just had pizza tonight. You didn't have no fork and knife.
Yeah, that is correct.
You had your sleeves rolled up,
I
and
did.
You were chowing, buddy.
Yeah, egg roll sounds really good right now.
Let me ask you about this egg roll.
Yeah.
They're delicious, right?
Yes.
What is in an egg roll?
Well, you got carrots in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're the little white stringy things. What are they called?
Those cabbage?
It could be.
It could be, he says.
Yeah, you got the kind of juice going on in there. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Yeah.
And then you got the coating, which is kind of a fried, floury kind of a thing.
All right, here
Very
we go.
Nice. But there's
an
no
egg roll.
Eggs. There's no
yes.
eggs.
So let me
roll.
Read this to you. An egg roll is maybe, a cylindrical, savory roll with shredded cabbage.
Cabbage.
Most oftenly chopped pork.
Pork.
And other fillings inside a thickly wrapped wheat flour skin,
wheat, yes,
which is fried in hot oil.
Yes.
It's usually served warm and is often served with hot mustard or soy sauce.
What now, are the other fillings?
Well, I've had egg rolls that have had chicken in them.
Yeah, yeah. You can get pork, you can get chicken, you can get veggie.
Yeah, but they don't have that on the menu. You just walk up and they say they give you egg rolls. You don't know what's in it until you eat it. And then when you look at it, and I'm sitting there chomping on it, I'm like, I have no idea what's in this. And where did the name egg come for the egg roll, because to my knowledge, there's no egg in the egg roll.
There is no egg in the egg roll, and I don't think there's any egg in the egg foo young. So having said that, obviously somebody over there in the Far East has taken a liking to the egg, and they've incorporated it into the names of their more popular dishes for reasons unknown to us. Perhaps Anthony Bourdain would have known the answer to why they're called egg rolls and egg foo young.
Yeah, he was a good-looking dude, wasn't he? Tall, gray-haired guy?
Yeah.
Kind of handsome?
I don't know if I'd say he was good-looking, but, you know.
Oh, I thought he was a handsome fella.
All right. Good for you, Kelly.
Well, I mean, I did. Yeah, I would love to look like Anthony Bourdain. Well, if I need to lose about 100 pounds, and I don't think he lost his the normal way. I think he had an addiction issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what he died of, right? Didn't he die of
he killed himself.
An overdose?
Well,
I think it was an overdose.
Yeah, but I think he killed himself.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is bad.
But here's what I don't get. Egg roll, shredded cabbage, and pork. I have to tell you, of all the
meats,
proteins out there, pork's my least favorite. I'd probably rank them chicken, fish, beef, pork.
Yeah, you're a commie.
What is yours?
Beef.
First.
Pork.
Second.
Chicken.
Really?
Fish. I mean, it's...
Now, you're a man of faith, and the Bible's full of fish.
Well, they got a lot of fish in the Bible.
Well, so why wouldn't you want to be into fish?
I like fish, but I wouldn't pick a fish if I had to...
Yeah, I wouldn't pick pork.
If I'm having my last meal out there, they're going to put the juice in me because I did something horrible, I'd be getting a big old steak, probably.
Yeah, maybe me too, because
lamb,
it doesn't
lamb
matter.
Lamb is increasing on my spectrum as well.
Yeah, I have a hard time with lamb.
Lamb
because,
chops? Have you not
well,
had?
Well, when I do eat lamb, I love it. When your wife's made me those chops, here's the problem with lamb. When you say the word lamb, I think of a lamb. When you say, oh, you're eating beef, I don't think of a cow. When I think of chicken, I don't think of the actual bird. But with lamb, I think of Baba Black Sheep sitting there, you know.
Inconsistent argument. So you got the chicken.
Yes.
A chicken.
Right.
The meat of the chicken is called chicken.
I know, but I don't think about the
lamb,
bird.
Lamb. The meat of the lamb
but
is
I
called
think
the
about,
lamb.
I think about the animal when you use the word lamb.
Huh.
But when you say beef, I don't think about that. But when I say chicken, I think about the protein, but I don't think about the actual bird.
I think we're getting... somewhere into the depths of the mind that is Michael Kelly.
Unlike with a fish, do you think about the fish? Do you think about the face? No, you only think about what you're eating.
It's a fish. Yeah. I mean, it's a fish. Only beef is not the...
One more hour of this.
I can't wait. See ya.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.